right there. Last, everybody go chop breakfast. Amazing song. It's just that song that you're listening to and you're just vibing to it. For some reason, it just keeps you cool. It just keeps you calm. It just takes away the bad energy. You know what? Just dig o. Carry your bad energy and just go. Amazing sound. Burna Boy, he has again made us realize that, you know what? I'm not on your pedestal. I'm high up there. You can't bring me down. You know what I mean? But shout out to Burna Boy. I hope that you enjoy that latest track from him. Amazing song. And some of us, we served breakfast yesterday on the show. Some of us were crying. We were heartbroken. You know what I mean? I was in tears and all of you were laughing at me. I know you. I can see you, Nuzu. You were laughing at me. You all were laughing at me. I go, love. You know what? But it happens, you know, it happens. It's normal. Sometimes you just experience the breakfast. Colin served us breakfast and we ate it, you know. We did. We, you know, we all ate it. But we're good, we're fine. We wish him all the very best. So if you're part of those who cried, it's okay to cry. It's okay to let out the emotion. It's okay. Once in a while, we get heartbroken. Once in a while, we get shocked. You know, once in a while it happens. But I hope that you're well. I hope that you're fine. It just means that sometimes you would receive bad news. Sometimes you would be told that I can't do this anymore. Can we go our separate ways? Sometimes you would experience things like that. But then again, it's how you handle it. It's how you go about expressing your feelings. It's how you go about taking on the challenge and say, you know what? I'm going to live my best life regardless. But I hope you're well. I hope you're fine this morning. Check your time. It's 8:08. What's up, Lagos? Kicks off right now. You know the drill. If you're tuning for the first time, how are you doing? And I'm going to ask you one question. Where have you been? And what have you been listening to? This is where radio happens. This is where you enjoy and have a good time on the air. I am Andrea Odwobi-Teke. And the first hour of the show is made for you. To call us up and tell us how you're doing and what is going on around your area. So I'm going to ask one question. Have you been served breakfast before? On that note, welcome to the feel of Lagos. Breakfast before. When I mean breakfast, I don't mean sliced bread or toast bread and fried egg. I don't mean boiled yam with, you know, spicy egg sauce. I don't mean what's that English breakfast again? I don't mean sausage with baked beans and a toast with scrambled eggs and a cup of coffee and all of that. I don't mean that kind of breakfast. I mean a breakfast where you are ghosted. You know, your heart shattered into pieces. And you're just there like, why me? Oh God, why me? This girl do this thing to me? You know what I mean? If you have been in that shoe, you know I'm talking to you this morning. How did you take it? How did you handle it? Were you shouting, my chest, my chest, my chest? Or how did you even handle it, really? Have you been ghosted before? Have you been told, you know what, I know that we are good and fine, but it's best that we go our separate ways? Or have you experienced it in this way? A text message, you know, a text message. Someone broke up with you via text. How did you feel? But hey, I'm not saying that I and Collins have broken up. I'm still very much married. I'm still very much married. So for those of you who were choking, your eyes were choking you when Collins was here and you couldn't express yourself, well, I'm going to serve you breakfast. I am still very much taken. I'm hooked. I am hooked. You know what I mean? With a son. and we're there for life. You get what I mean? But the phone lines are open. How did you handle being served breakfast? Did you say we move? Or, you know, you were there for months crying and you know, just there crying. And sometimes breakfast, seven breakfasts could be not just, you know, in relationships. It could be in any, you know. Calling served us breakfast. Well, this is actually a relationship because we actually had a relationship with him and he served us this breakfast. But sometimes it could just be something else, not even a relationship this time. It could just be that you heard a heartbreaking news, you know, and it broke your heart. And that itself sometimes could be a breakfast. So you were disappointed. You stood up. All right. The phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. Remember to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" and tell us how you're doing or what's going on around your area. The phone lines are open this morning. Hello. All right, call me back if you can. Call me back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Woo! Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Welcome. It's good to have you join me. Hi, welcome.
Lady Tens from Shagamu ACT.
Welcome.
Good morning.
How is Shagamu?
Shagamu is fine.
All right, good job. Good stuff.
Like you tell a small boy or a small girl, naughty. You are naughty this morning. You are still laughing, eh? When you know that Colin served us breakfast.
Yes.
And you are laughing at it.
I don't understand. That was part of people who were served breakfast.
So you are naughty.
It's okay. We all are.
Okay. We're going to serve you your own now.
I beg you with God Almighty. Please, my sister. Only you I have right now. I have only you now.
All is well. All right.
Thank you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. You guys, I'm not being naughty. Maybe this is my old coping mechanism. You don't understand? You don't get it? Hello? Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, Tayo.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
I can see you're much better than yesterday.
Oh, I am.
I couldn't call. That breakfast was too hot.
It was hot, my sister.
It was too hot. Well, on the other side, I also took some breakfast by my husband last week.
For real? What did he do?
I felt so bad though. I know he's not listening. Let me report him.
Okay, go ahead.
Hot breakfast.
Tell me.
Oh my God, I can't. I cannot deal with this. I can't. It was like, oh baby, he wins. It's not like that. It's like that. By the way, We move, my sister. All right, lovely day. I need
to call in. Here. Thank you so much for calling. It's What's Up Lagos Live right now. I am Andrea. Our duo B Tech 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Have you been served breakfast before? That's what I thought to banter about this morning. Usually we have the banter first hour of the show, as well as reaching out to you to tell us how you're feeling and what's going on around your area. So if you have a situation report, that's also okay to tell us what is going on around your area at the time. You know, you can tell us that. You can also tell us how you feel or you're upset about something. Feel free to share that as well. But hey, have you been served breakfast? And if you have never heard the slang breakfast before, I don't mean served a platter of food. You know what I mean? I don't mean served a platter of food. I don't mean boiled yam and you know how breakfasts are. I don't mean that. And then if you were eating this morning, if you are having a breakfast at this time, shout out to you. I hope that you invite us to have breakfast with you. But have you been served a heartbreak message before? Have you been broken up with a relationship, or you had a bad news that broke your heart? How did you handle it? Were you shouting my chest, or did you just dust your shoulders and you say, you know what, we move? I'm a hot cake like that. Hello? Cheers alive!
I'm loving the street. Andrea, yesterday you made me cry.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it was quite emotional.
Yeah, I'm so happy today. I love the way you're sound.
Thank you. Thank you.
Breakfast, okay. So let me confess. I've been the one serving people breakfast.
For real?
Yes.
Chai, my and sister. You are the one with the shakabula.
Yes. And it so happened that I've been serving breakfast until I got married. So I pray to God that please, what I've done should not catch up.
You're afraid of karma.
Yes, I know the funny thing. What? Outside, I appear all strong. I appear collected, you know, I have everything together. But I'm very fragile. Hmm. I think, so because of that, I had to make sure I wasn't served breakfast. So before the breakfast comes...
You give it out. Exactly. Oh, my sister. That's not fair.
That's the story of my life.
All right. Thank you for sharing. You didn't tell me your name.
Oh, my name is Jean-Pierre.
All right. Thank you so much, darling. Thank you for reaching out. So those of you who are the ones dishing out this breakfast, you're the ones serving people on a platter. The Lord God, that's your server, your savvy, is watching you on 3D or in 3D. So just pray that karma doesn't come back. Hello?
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? It's
cheers.
I'm in traffic.
Oh, welcome.
Around the area.
Welcome.
So, first time calling. So, I wanted to say, yes, I've been served breakfast, but maybe not relationship. I'm not talking about relationship.
Okay.
Of course, when you apply for jobs and they send you that regret email, so you've not been successful at this time. You're like,
I know. Oh, God. How did you do it? Did you just dust your shoulder and say, I will try again?
Yeah. Well, I think, of course, the first time you're like, how dare you? But after a while, I think you get used to it because you also have to come to a place where you accept that.
Yeah.
There are people who are better than you are or more suited.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's not even just about your skills. It might just boil down to chemistry.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, the hiring manager wants somebody that they can really, they really feel comfortable, working with. So,
All right, that's a good way to look at it. That's really a good way to look at it. Thank you very much for reaching out. Also, would you like to share your story? And when we say we're serving breakfast, that you heard a heartbreaking news for her. She reached out. I mean, she was supposed to get a job, but she was turned down. Like, you know, I'm sorry, you're not fit for the role or something. Or maybe a scholarship. You wanted to enroll and then they told you that you didn't get the scholarship. That's also breakfast, you know. You were served breakfast. It doesn't necessarily have to be relationship or, you know, whatnot. But there are times where you reach or you have this heartbreaking shocker. And then sometimes it's just that your jaw is down, you know, jaw drop. Your mouth is open. Or your mouth is open. Ha! Me? This to me? And then you turn around and look at yourself in the mirror. What is happening to me? Am I smelling? Don't I look good enough? Or don't I have the ability to serve in this company or whatnot? And then did you take it on yourself? Or did you take it out on the person? 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Yeah, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
What's up, Megan?
Cheers alive. It's good to have you.
Thank you. You said calling from Ikeja.
Oh, welcome. Good to have you.
Yeah. I was served breakfast, I think, yes, on Sunday when I went to my boyfriend's place.
Wow.
The person was supposed to be getting married soon.
What?
So when I checked his phone, I saw a picture of him and a girl on his bed that they took in the night. So I was so angry. I left his house. Since then, I've not been able to talk to him.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know if I'll be able to forgive him.
Oh, my God.
So now I'm still
shedding tears.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, my goodness. I'm really sorry that you saw that.
Thank you.
Oh, goodness. I mean, but thank you for sharing your experience. Wow. Wow, man. Oh, goodness. So she found out, or she saw a picture of her fiancé or fiance, the person who she was supposed to get married to, with another lady. Wow. Now that's hot breakfast. And that this happened on Sunday. That's Sunday breakfast. Gosh. But I mean, I'm really sorry that you experienced this. And I know that you'll find closure with your partner at some point. And then you get to decide if you want to go ahead with it or not. Hello? All right, do call me back at 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. It is What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Oduobi Teke. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
That deserves a round of applause.
Wow!
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Peter. It's been a while. I've been trying to get online.
Really? You made it. You made it. Congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I'm a lover. I'm a fan of your show. Every day, 10 to 12, I get it.
All
right. Morning to evening, but 10 to 12, I don't miss it. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you so much for
asking. I'm world weight everywhere champion. I think enjoying it with me.
It's good.
Wow. I'm one of the greatest fans. Always online, but I don't just call. Most times when I call, does not get through. I'm always online.
I'm good. I'm glad you made it this time.
Well done. I second three.
It's so good.
Well done. I everything. I just called to check in.
All
regarding
right.
Regarding the breakfast, it has been years though, but then it was just sudden. Then I was dating a girl, I think. She was dating me and she was dating a guy. And she was denying. I asked her, what's up? She's telling me it's her friend, Chad's friend. Eventually, when I got to know, I just asked her, either you choose me or you choose the guy.
Mm.
And she was like, I choose the guy.
Wow.
Great breakfast.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, it was
what?
A great breakfast.
What?
Wow. But I had no choice. I just have to move on.
It's, yeah.
That's life.
At the end of the day, man. At the end
life.
Of the day,
yeah,
man.
I just have to move on.
Yeah.
I just have to move on.
Thank you
well
for sharing.
Well done. I got everything.
Very well. Very well. Thank you for sharing. Oh, my goodness. Now, I don't like that kind of heartbreak or breakfast. I don't like that. You put me side by side with someone else and you choose the other person. So what have we been having? I don't understand. So what have we been having all the while that you can choose someone else? Like, man, why did you do that to me? Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Hi, yay, welcome.
Wow, I've been trying for ages. Thank God I went through it today.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah. I was served breakfast one evening like this.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on my way out.
Uh-huh.
I was on my way out and I
hello? Aye, oh my God. Now that's a breakfast that you served me, because I really wanted to hear your gist. I really wanted to hear that. Hello? All right, call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
What's up, Lego?
Cheers to life. Hello, what's your name? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's my first time calling to the show.
Ah, welcome. Welcome. Good to have you join us. What's your name?
Casey.
Did you say Stacy?
Casey. Yes.
All right. Welcome, Casey.
I actually was the one that served the breakfast.
Ah. Why is it that Like, girls are the ones serving this breakfast. Kilo shale gong gong. Are we that bad of men? What's happening? I don't get it. What happened? What happened?
Yeah, I was in a relationship with a guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so all these gym churches, but I guess I went to their service one of the days and they preached, if you are still dating, you will go to hell. This.
So you are afraid of hell, and so you went to serve your boyfriend breakfast.
I just got back home, pick up my phone. I think I'm done with this relationship. You can't drag me to hell.
Welcome back. It's 10:37 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos. So right here on Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke. It took a while for me to be able to say What's Up Lagos with the Tekkes without saying What's Up Lagos with the Tekkes. And some of you are still wondering, where is Collins? If you didn't listen yesterday, he dropped a bombshell on us. Some of us are still trying to take it all in. But if you didn't hear the news, maybe you should follow him on his socials, Collins_Teke. Maybe he would give you this full story, or you have an idea of what is going on. But right now, we're talking breakfast. Have you been served breakfast before? And I keep going back to explain what I mean by breakfast, because some of you, it's morning, and so you're wondering, Andrea is talking breakfast. Actually, where that I'm eating right now? Huh? Is she looking at me? Maybe she can see that I'm being served breakfast. But no, that's not the breakfast I'm talking about. The breakfast that I am talking about is the one that, you know, hits you really hard. It hits you hard in your chest. And it's just like you're piercing a knife through it. And you can feel the hurt and the pain and the disappointment. You know, that's the kind of breakfast I'm talking about. The one that hits you so hard and then you start to shout my chest. I can't believe it. You mean you did this to me? I know it sounds, I'm trying to make it a little light-hearted, but I know that it's one that some people spend years, you know, brooding about. Some people spent months still feeling heartbroken, still, that girl that served me breakfast, I'm going to do my own back. Oh, you know, that guy that served me breakfast, I'm going to do my own back. You know, that kind of thing. But that's the kind of breakfast I'm talking about. Heartbreak. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in your relationship. Breakfast is, you know, just the heartbreaking news in general. So you want to share your experience with me as you also tell me what's going on around your area. Remember to scream What's Up Lagos, because that's what the show is about. Let out that emotion. So if you have received or being served breakfast and you still carry a heavy heart, just maybe screaming What's Up Lagos will help you feel better. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Okay. Welcome, good morning to you.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good, doing good.
Well, this is Dio on the line.
Welcome, Dio.
I've been served.
Child. Oh, my
Big
God.
Time. Even right now, I'm still eating the breakfast.
Jesus. My brother, take half. How did it happen?
Actually, I have a girlfriend, right? This girlfriend of mine, she has been kind of like lying and chasing and all that, but she has no idea I know about it. And anytime I confronted her, she would be like, nah, nothing like that. She can go to the fact that she can kind of, you know, swear by the Lord who created that, okay, she has nobody aside of me and all that. Even yesterday, she still told me that she loved me while she's talking to somebody else.
Wow. Maybe she's just confused.
She's not confused. Trust me, she's not confused.
I don't know how you can love someone else and be in a relationship with someone else.
I'm telling you. And guess what? See, in fact, let me short you. We are not one. We are not two or three. We are many.
It's a legion.
To be honest with you.
Wow.
We are many. And I'd be like, yo, you know, last night I called her up by, let's say, around 1 a.m. Uh-huh. To be like, yo, to talk to her. Dave, what's up? What's going on? Talk to me. What is going on? She was like, nothing. Like, she's not doing anything wrong. I get like, Dave, you're not doing anything wrong.
Mm.
Now, this is the thing. If I should react based on what you're doing. And I was like, I put it on to her, like, girl, what you're doing to me? How would you feel if I do the same to you?
Deep question.
She was like, she'll feel bad.
Okay.
So you know you're doing something wrong.
It's making someone else feel bad.
Exactly. And you don't want me to do it back to you. How does that feel? She was like, she was just like, okay, you know, she just kept silent and, you know, looking like an innocent person. Like, I don't just know what to say.
Are you still with her?
Well, I'm still with her, hoping that we can one day.
My brother is like, I don't know who is confused right now.
I'm not confused. So, I love her for the fact that, you know, what I think about her. One else won't have to change. No, but, oh man, I'm tired. I'm not gonna lie.
Hang in there, my brother. Just hang in there. You'll be fine.
Really appreciate it. My regards to Collins and the
Prince. Heywood here. Thank you so much. You know, love just works in mysterious ways. I must apologize to the previous caller before we went on a break. We had to go on that very urgent break, and I'm sorry that we had to cut you off. If you're still listening, I would appreciate if you call me back, okay? That would mean so much to me. So much to me. All right. We will be heading for a very interesting conversation shortly from 10:45. We'll be having our friends from Adron Home to talk to us about having young landlords. Children's Day is coming shortly. And I mean, it's in how many days now? I think two or three days. So if you're looking for a gift to gift to your child, I think getting them a land is the wisest thing that you would do. But that will be coming up shortly. The phone lines are still buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up?
Cheers to life.
Wow, good morning, Andrea. You're talking about breakfast.
Yes.
You served us breakfast yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
The breakfast you served me yesterday, I won't come out of it. Believe me, I called, you picked my COVID, I couldn't make say a word. I was just crying.
I know. I heard you. We all did. I was also in tears yesterday. If you listen carefully, I'm sure you would.
Observe. I was watching you on YouTube.
So that was streamed, you guys. You guys streamed it. Oh my God.
I was watching you on YouTube. I couldn't hold back my tears.
Oh God, man.
The breakfast was unexpected. Believe me, it was heartbroken. I was like, can I be able to stick all these people? Just tell me, life has to go on. Thank God he's alive. Exactly.
You never know. He could come back. You never know.
I would just say, well, Lord, if it is your will, let your will be done. We can't argue with him. We can't argue with him. Lord, if you're...
Are you still there? Do call me back if you can. I would really appreciate that you do that. The network is not so friendly at the moment. So yes, yesterday. So you guys put me aside. And Olamide came here to ask me, would you like it to be streamed? And I said no. And he still put me out there. Guy, you do me dirty. You put me out there. No wonder everybody was laughing at me outside. I was crying on the air. No, you guys. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. We have a few WhatsApp messages, and Isilk is here to take them for me. Hello.
Hi, Andrea.
How you doing?
All right. So it looks like a lot of people are chopping breakfast. I don't feel very good about this. But Kingsley from Festac said, about 4 years ago, a friend of mine told me he was asking a lady out. He asked me to help him write a love letter and get a gift for her.
Okay.
I did, and she accepted. But I got served when I discovered the same person was my girlfriend. Finally, I started dating her best friend. After 10 months, I broke up with her. I had to serve my own back now.
Oh my God, that's not fair. What's his name?
This is Kingsley from Festac.
Kingsley, not fair.
Kingsley, why you have
not
to do
fair.
That?
Not
why?
Fair, not fair.
All right, so we have another one. We have Samuel from Lekki.
Okay.
I have been served breakfast with just an ordinary text message.
How do people that serve breakfast with text message?
Why?
Why
so vicious?
How do you get to serve breakfast with... How do you get to tell someone that you're no longer interested in dating them via text message? How do you get to do that? Like, hi. Like, I'm texting right now. Hi. Good. I don't know. Do you say hi, babe, again? Or do you just say hi and call the person's real name and say, I'm not sure that this is working? How lengthy would that text message be? Because when it comes to breaking up with someone, it's if the relationship did mean something, it would be that you both would sit together. Because, I mean, you have invested some sort of emotion in it. And just having to send a text message, is that how low you think of me? Anyways, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. The phone lines are really buzzing. Let's see. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Michael. I called earlier.
All right, Michael. Talk to me.
Yeah, I was about giving my story when the phone cut off.
You said what?
Yeah. I was about giving my story when the...
Oh, man, you're the VVIP right now. Thank God that you called in. All right, go ahead. Let's hear your gist. Yeah,
as I was saying, I was on my way out. Then I saw this very beautiful girl, and I approached her, and then I said hello. Uh-huh. And then before I could say another word, she was like, "What? Am I your type?" I was broken. I was shattered.
I was
really shattered. As a matter of fact, I couldn't approach girls for months.
Chai, your self esteem was bruised.
Wow, I was so big fast.
My brother, it happened. You'll be fine.
Wow. First time call, anyway.
Thank you so much for calling. Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
My regards to Baba Colin.
He would hear.
All right.
Have yourself a great day. So, man, some girls are wicked. I'm going to tell you the truth. Like, some of us are really wicked. How do you do that kind of thing to a man? How do you do that kind of thing to a man? And he said he couldn't toast the girl again. I don't know. How do you get to do that? Like, don't you have conscience? Or you never meant it before? You never meant the relationship? Or who is that guy that has got to you? Anyway, Michael, we're with you. I hope that along the line there will be a girl who's going to sweep you off your feet, and then you're going to have the courage to still talk to her again, and this time you're not going to be served breakfast. I'm with you on that. The phone lines are still buzzing. We have WhatsApp messages, do we? It's okay.
Yeah, we
do. All right,
do.
Go ahead, talk to me.
So we have ND from Ayobo. He says, "Good morning, Andrea. Talking about boyfriends, I've served and been served."
Okay.
So she's served and been served.
Okay.
All right. "I remember having mango juice. When the breakfast text beeped, I opened it and read it, and immediately the juice turned into Agbo Jedi in my mouth. What a day, but I had to move on."
Oh my God.
This is too much.
Man, my heart goes out to you. My heart really goes out to you.
All right.
Man. Oh God.
Okay, someone else said...
Okay, that's Henry from Shomolu. Is that him?
Wait.
Okay.
This is Chizu from Lekki.
All right.
He says, "Let us shout out to all the Arsenal fans because they've gotten served worldwide breakfast. They all need hugs and maybe therapy."
I'm not there. In fact, I didn't laugh, you guys. No.
You did. I heard you.
No, I'm not part of those. No.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't do that. It wasn't me.
All right. We have Kachi from Surulere.
Okay.
"I was served breakfast last year by my boyfriend, a relationship we nurtured all through 4 years on the basis of he isn't financially capable to build a home.
Child.
Sounds funny, yet ridiculous.
Child.
I'm 27 and it's like I can't find love.
My dear, aww, you would find love. You would find love. You know, definitely. Sometimes these things happen, but definitely you would find love. Make sure that your heart is not closed up to love, because if that happens, it will be difficult for you to actually find love. So you be in self-denial. You want this thing, but you have closed up your heart, and your heart is going to attract what you want it to. So when you are closed up, you want something, but then you are refusing something. I don't know if you understand where that would affect you. So it's best that if you really do want love, open your heart to it, all right? Open your heart to it. All right, let me see. Ade from Bariga, is that your name?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. So, I was served breakfast by my former employer on the 3rd of January. We finished work normally on Friday night and closed for the day. But I didn't wake up on Saturday as a staff. We were numerously retrenched. I cried and cried and cried because I wasn't expecting it. But thank God for the breakfast. It opened multiple ways for me.
Good stuff. Those are the kind of breakfast we want to... I mean, that's that way we want to, you know, perceive some breakfasts. Some breakfast from, how do you want to call it? You know, that's actually how we want to. Yeah. So if it happens, does not mean it's the end of the world. You get? It doesn't mean that life ends there. You got to move on. You gotta move on. You get what I mean? Are there more messages?
Definitely. So all right, there's David from Oshodi. He says, I was served breakfast that almost made me mad.
Oh.
Thank God I was about to talk to friends and I had to engage myself in so many things that kept me busy.
Okay.
And I deleted her number. That was how I was able to move on.
Smart one. That's really smart.
There's a lady involved. Mm.
That's really smart, because, you know, sometimes when we're served breakfast, you know, when we're heartbroken, there's a tendency for you to keep going back to that person or looking at their pictures and looking at the pictures that you both have, you know, taking together, a gift that they've given you, and you're all over it, you know. It brings back memories, and sometimes doing that isn't healthy. And you find out that your mental health is deteriorating because of that. You are not happy. You're feeling depressed. You're wallowing in the past. And it's a not so good past. And so it has a way of stunting the growth that would come in the future. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. So sometimes it's good to just let go of those things and look at the bright side. Maybe you weren't meant to be with this person at the end of the day.
I agree. There's something juicy that just came up, though.
All right.
So Kingsley from Festac, the first message I read, who served his breakfast back, continued and said, at the end of the day, he got married...
to the person he served breakfast.
To the person he served breakfast with.
Ah.
Against the first person.
Oh, I see.
And now he has 3 kids.
Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations, yeah.
Congratulations to you. The phone lines are still buzzing. We'll take a few messages, a few calls. Hello?
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 Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers, alive. Welcome.
I'm so glad that we are going on to greater heights.
Yes, we are.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell my darling, my in-law, that the messages escalate gifts that I have been waiting for is now on the way.
Yes, it is.
So you are not alone. Yes. I'm with you there now.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can come to the info and take the sheets so that the talk will go on more and more. Yeah. Even though they pay me half of the salary, I will accept. Hello, there has to be change in life, you know, also greater heights.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm still ready to go on to greater heights by my age.
Mm.
Because life is all about enjoyment alone.
Yes, sir.
Onto eternity. So how are you?
I'm very well. He's well.
I think I'm more privileged now to come and accommodate him for a week. And I will be expecting at least 1 million.
All right.
For a week entertainment. Okay. You know.
Okay.
Money is made for all.
All right then. All right, then. Thank you so much for calling. It's always a delight to hear from you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
My breakfast is so funny.
Let us laugh. Just tell us, let's laugh.
I needed a passport.
Okay.
And I went to one beautiful studio in Isorolere.
Uh-huh.
And the lady supposed to apply powder on my face. Oh, Jesus. And she said, Lagi, how can I touch his face? I look at myself. Am I having shit on my body?
You're on radio.
I feel ashamed of myself, and I say to myself, hey, guy, this lady, you are high class, but I must get you.
Mm.
It took me of getting 4 good years before I get her. And we dated and dated and dated until when she said she is pregnant for me, and I said, Lila is not for me. Bye-bye.
Ah. Wait. I want to understand what you just did. So, okay. You liked her. She wanted to apply powder on your face. And she said, you're this guy. I cannot do that. And then you chased after her for 4 years.
4 good years.
And then you were now in a relationship with her. For how long?
I think it's up to 6 years.
My brother, 6 years. And then you now served her the breakfast.
No, this is how it is.
Okay.
As it gets to a certain time, I said, I'm not ready for marriage.
You have to be and quick I with know, this story, or we might go on a break shortly.
Okay, and I said, I'm not ready for now because my financial level is not up to what I want.
Mm.
And I said, okay, well, he got annoyed and I went for like 6-7 months. And when he comes back, he said, and we now have a date. He said, beg and bought some things and we have this design. I said, after 2 weeks, he said he's pregnant. I said, like that's not how they are pregnant. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm not sure I really understood that breakfast story. I'm not sure I really understood it. But, man. Okay. We'll be going into the newsroom shortly. We'd like that you stick around. There's more coming on the program. 11 o'clock hour will be the family talk. We'd like that you be a part of it.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
And we're back. It's 3 minutes past 11. It's still What's Up Lagos. I am Andrea Adwobi Teke. It's right here in Nigeria, Info 99.3. And we have a spillover to the 11 o'clock hour. If you're tuning for the first time during the 11 o'clock hour, we bring you Family Talk. This is where we have family conversations. And trust me, this is where we have the biggest ones. Those conversations that you don't want to have, we bring it to the surface and we all talk about it. Real life issues happening to real life people. Today, still in the line of relationship, but I would like for you to draw your radio set closer to you and hold on for that conversation. We have a few WhatsApp messages. Some people are still sharing their breakfast story, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of breakfast going on. So Bab said, there was a girl that I had met on Facebook last year. We got talking for much, but see me thinking we were in a long-distance relationship.
Okay.
I liked her a lot and was planning to go visit her in Kwara. Then her phone got spoiled, so she was unreachable. Only for her to inform me one evening that she was getting married. She didn't even inform me directly. She posted something to give hints and tagged me. What? The violence.
how do we do this stuff? And it looks like it's coming most from females. Like we're the ones who serve this breakfast. We're the ones who serve. Like what is happening? Anyway, but man, like we said earlier, these things happen. So it's just you have to dust your shoulder and and move. Move. This one's coming from who?
Oluwakemi. So this one is a man that served the breakfast.
All right, let's have it.
So my breakfast was served cold, even in the rain. One of my exes called me to come over that we needed to talk urgently. I went in the rain thinking the talk was about how to move our relationship forward. I was drenched heavily by the rain. On getting to his house, Baba didn't even care that I was drenched by the rain. He told me we weren't working and he wants to forge ahead without me.
Ah.
I even developed a cold after that.
Wow.
He didn't even allow me to enter his flat. It was at the entrance he told me everything. He said he needed to tell me in person and he didn't tell me to come in the rain.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Well, I would say that my heart goes out to every one of you who have been served breakfast, either by text message, either under the rain, either through pregnancy. I don't know. I'm not laughing at you.
At other people's breakfast.
No, I'm not. I'm not laughing. I have been served breakfast. Oh, I have not been served breakfast. Oh. Interestingly, I've not. I've never ever been served breakfast.
Do you serve? Have you served?
So I want to be very sincere. I think, you know, that I have served someone breakfast.
Oh,
I think I have.
You left
but,
someone.
But it was on a mutual level. It was mutual in a sense. He was expecting it and I gave it and he received it and he ate it and he was saying, you know, thumbs up, girl, this is so sweet. Yeah, it was that kind of breakfast. It was mutual.
So he ordered.
But I was
it.
Yeah. But I was the first to give it out, and it was a mutual agreement, and we went our separate ways. It was one of those relationships that lasted for just a month or 3 months or 2 months thereabout. Months kind of relationship. We knew that it wasn't working, so it was a mutual thing. And if I told you how I served the breakfast, you all are gonna come for me. Yes. It was through a text message.
What?
Yes. I said, I'm done. And the response was, fine.
Oh, no.
And we never saw each other again. It was that sweet. But we need to switch gears right now. I must say a shout out to all of you who reached out. The phone lines are still buzzing. Do you still want to share your breakfast story? So I would take a few calls and then we'll switch gears into a family talk. Today's conversation, we're talking about abusive relationships. And this time around, we're looking at what are the signs to look out for? How do you get to know that a person is abusing you? And this time, we're talking about emotional abuse. We know that they're physical abuse. But before it gets to that, there's usually some signs that you get to see. There's some things that are obvious and still not obvious. And then also looking at the abuser. Let's talk about that conversation. But the phone lines are buzzing. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes. Though for breakfast, I didn't have any chat.
Okay.
But there is something you have been mentioning to me.
Oh.
You said that we never know that Collins might come back. It's like you are having us say big.
No,
breakfast.
No. I just said that.
Okay.
I was trying to give us hope. I'm also giving myself hope.
Yeah, because I'm making my mind to be sitting on the fence. I don't know where to face.
My sister, reach out to Collins and find out from him.
Okay, I'll pull up.
All right then. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right then. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Oh, what's up, please? Go. Okay. Yes to life.
Cheers to life.
He's the man. You're not even picking the call at all, self. Eh?
No,
breakfast don't already serve yourself.
No, no.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Well, now talking about breakfast. You know, breakfast plenty.
Yeah.
This night stroke this morning, I collected one. Why is this person calling you? Why is your sales girl calling you? I thought she had left the shop. The next thing I heard, since I want to explain, I did not want to hear, I will choose her over Imodije 16 years ago. four children. And I'm choosing, and he's choosing his sales girl over me. Although anyway, I'm fine. I'm good. Waiting to hear scores. If it happens, fine. If it doesn't, good. But it's a very sweet... My own is not breakfast now. Middle night fast.
Wow.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Thank you for sharing. And I really hope that you find peace in your home. I really do pray for you that you find peace. That's really heartbreaking, I would say. That's really heartbreaking. It's time for us to switch gears at this time. Stick around, Lagos. Family Talk is coming up next.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Talk about real-life conversations happening to real-life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything.
We are family indeed, and that's why we bring you family-centered conversation here every weekday. And our hope and desire is to make sure that we have a better society. If we say that the family is the smallest unit, we know that if we can get it right with the family, we would. In most cases, get it right on the larger scale, which is the society. And so this particular conversation, I would like to give a scenario so that we can get the full context of what I want us to talk about. So, look at it this way. This man, this woman, two of them in love with each other. They started up this relationship, always being there for each other, emotionally, physically, and in all Lee. They've been there for each other. All right? And sometime along the line, maybe we... to us, let's say they started dating first month, second month, the third month, and the relationship seemed all fine and good. And after a while, something changed. This man becomes aggressive. The woman also becomes, or the woman this time becomes more aggressive. Torture starts. Emotional absence or absentees begins to happen between both parties, or maybe one party. And then this individual is being abused, both emotionally and even physically. Now, we want to ask, what went wrong? Is it that I didn't see the signs? Is it that I was so blown away by how loving he was or she was? What changed? Is it that there were signs, but I ignored these signs? And then I also want to ask, are there usually signs, or this person just changed along the line? Maybe something went wrong and they just changed. Or they've always been that abusive person. They've always been that hateful person. They've always been that abusive individual. Is it in their nature, or something made them change? We're looking at emotional abuse. We're looking at emotional abuse. Do you have an experience that you would like to share? Do you usually feel, because sometimes, right, the person who is on the receiving end comes up with excuses or try to even blame themselves for the fact that their partner changed towards them or is being abusing them emotionally? Have you found yourself in that situation before? Would you like to share your experience? And then, are there usually signs? When it comes to abuse or abusive relationships, are there usually signs to look out for? Let's be factual. Let's tell ourselves the truth. Are there signs that you need to look out for, you know, in a potential abuser, just in a dating phase? Are there signs to look out for? Or is it that there were never signs, right? This person changed in the relationship. Because I have seen stories, I've heard stories of people who would tell you that they looked for the signs, but nothing. And then in the relationship or in the marriage, things just went sour. So did I put myself in this situation? Is it that I ignored signs, or they were actually signs that I ignored? Let's talk about abusive relationship. And then let's also look at the abuser. Are there like fundamental problems or foundational problems or issues that result to them behaving in such manner to the ones who they claim they love? The phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. And you can also drop a WhatsApp message. The WhatsApp message is... All right, please hold on for that. The WhatsApp message is 0809-597-5805. Do you have a personal experience you want to share? If you're a clinical psychologist or a marriage counselor or relationship counselor, maybe this is the conversation that you would like to be a part of. Are there signs? Are there really signs? Or people just change and they go like to the extreme? They just woke up one morning and they changed. And they started beating their wives or their girlfriends, or they started pouring them acids on the one who they claimed at some point that they loved, or they just start being emotionally absent, or they start to manipulate and torture this individual who they claimed at some point that they loved. We're going to break shortly. Before I pick your calls, the phone lines are really buzzing. But hey, stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 0700-993-993-993. We're talking emotional abuse, abusive relationships, rather. Have you found yourself in one? And when we say abusive relationship, it's not just, let it also be spelled out clearly. It's not just physical abuse. There's several kinds of abuse. There's emotional abuse, of course, mental abuse and the likes. And the question is, are there signs? People who find themselves in a relationship with an abusive partner, are there signs that they missed out on, or this person just changed in their relationship? Are there signs? And I want us to be very factual. Let's be very sincere. Are there signs really that you can point out that, oh, if this person is showing this kind of signs, I would eventually be in an abusive relationship. If this person shows this kind of sign, it means that I would find myself in an abusive relationship. We want to know those signs. Also, if you're saying, well, let me put it this way. What if there are no signs, right? What if this person never showed you any sign? And boom, bang, in the relationship, you find out that you're being abused. How do you go about such a thing? All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, please?
Oh. Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
The one I knew, Shell, very close, like a sister to me.
Okay.
There was no sign at all. The thing was so sweet that all the neighbor people around them, they jealous of those two couple. But when she began, after the marriage, few years, she now get sick. The mass just changed totally. All he can say, I cannot no longer sleep with you because you are sick, something like that. That is how it changed. Even after the woman have been healed, now he never returned back.
Wow.
So the thing is so painful. There was no sign at all. Like my dad own also.
I can use it as an example. There was no sign. It's when it gets to around almost 70 years, our dad just changed to my mom.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for sharing. I love that you shared those experiences with us. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line at 01465-71-90. We're talking abusive relationships. All right. Have you been in one? Did you see signs? Or are there signs, actually? Were there signs? Or you were blinded by the love? Or blinded by the feelings? Or blinded by the euphoria of gift-giving and showers of love and attention and all of the good and sweet things that come with you being, you know, firstly in the relationship or firstly with someone that you, you know, felt attracted to? Is it that those signs were there and you ignore them? Or in the real sense, this person never showed you any signs. Like, you did not see that there were signs or there weren't any signs at all. It's just when you found yourself in the relationship and things started, you know, to change. Because, I mean, we're trying to also help other people who would find themselves in relationships like that. And also, let's even look at the abuser also. Maybe we would have a second part where we'll focus on the abuser. Some don't even know that they're abusive. Some don't even know that what they're doing isn't fair on the other party. Some don't even know that they need help. In the actual sense, any abuser, be it emotional or physical, they need help. All right? Hello? Okay, do call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. The phone lines are jamming. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Hello, this is Derek calling from Iowa.
Welcome. Good to have you join us.
Okay. I want to use myself as an example.
Okay.
You know, I got married, you know, once I got married, me and my wife, you know, dang, we used to have issues, you know, issues upon issues, but at the long run, things, you know, initially we did not understand, you know, the marriage. You know, at the initial stage, you will not understand the marriage. Though most people, they do pretend.
Yeah.
Most people, they pretend about marriage. But, you know, it's when they now get to know more about themselves that you now, that you see, you know, the sweet aspect of it. Because one, it's when you get into that, you know, into that relationship, you know yourself better. Maybe when another one is staying on one other side or the other person is staying in another place.
Yeah.
But once you begin to live together, you now begin to see the ugly aspect. Maybe one is neat or the other one is not neat. You start seeing their attitude, you know, character. You know, these two people, you know, they're coming from different perspectives, from different backgrounds. You know, you now start seeing, you know, their attitude, their character. Before you know what is happening, maturity begins to come in.
Okay.
Now you see maybe the other person, you know, starts reacting. I don't like this attitude.
Okay.
How can two people divorce themselves just because of maybe one is pressing toothpaste from the top? Why the other one is pressing? No, I don't like the way you're pressing this toothpaste. And they go to court and there was a divorce. You know, and so at times the abuse that comes in a relationship might be maybe due to...
Triggered, you know, by things you find out in the marriage?
It might be due to, you know, attitude. Abuse in marriage do come due to attitude.
Okay.
So they don't have respect, you know, for their husband.
Right.
Why some they don't have respect also for their wife? You know, because both need to respect each other for the marriage to work. You know, so that abusive aspect of it, you know, some people, they don't have manners.
Okay.
You know, manners of approach.
Okay.
You know, they talk to, and some, you know, and the other partner might look at it offensive. I just speak offense out of it.
Yeah.
You know,
and lose their temper, and boom, it starts.
They might not be tempered. Some people are not tempered, but, you know, they find offensive out of it, and they'll say, it's like, I can't cope with this marriage. And you probably know what's happening, you know, the divorce. At times also, you know, laziness, you know, normally lead to, you know, some people are lazy.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There are so many things that result to, you know, abuse in marriage. There are so many things that result to this.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. So I understand the part where at first you're still in love with each other until you get married and you get to see the real self. So, you know, you start to see different things that you never bargained for in the marriage and the likes. I get that part. I do get that part. But we're talking about intense abuse this time. We might be going, or we would be going on a break shortly. Not sure that we can take any calls at the moment. Well, stick around. I will be right back to join you and enjoy this conversation. Stick around. Welcome back. It's still What's Up Lagos. The Family Talk is live right here in Nigeria, Info 99.3. I am Andrea Oduobi. Take care. And our topic today, we're looking at emotional abuse. And I also asked a few questions. Are there signs? Are there signs that you would see and that would enable you to know if you are in a potential abusive relationship, or you have a potential abuser as a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Are there signs, or there are no signs at all, and this person just changed all of a sudden? It just happened. Oh, this person has been good to me. We're so much in love with each other. He has been giving me gifts. He's been giving me, or she's been there for me, and all of that. Maybe something changed along the line, or this person has always been this way. Do you have experiences that you would like to share? Have you been in an abusive relationship? I know that there's several kinds of abusive relationship. It's not just physical, right? Have you been in any? And would you like to share your experience with us? The phone lines are open today, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Please move away from your radio. Can you do that? Or turning off completely?
It's off. Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, good morning. What's your name?
Barry.
Oh, okay. Barry. Welcome, Barry. Good to have you join us.
You see, I love you, the topic you just put on now.
Thank you very much.
Exactly what me and my friend was discussing yesterday. When it comes to relationships, there are signs. But due to love, due to that relationship at first sight, it always blends of our partner's eyes. They don't see it at that time. They see it as, I can work on it. It's just like when you're in a relationship with a guy, sometimes there may be misunderstanding. You see his reaction. What's wrong with you? And sometimes he make attempt to hit you when you are still dating. You pick these things at that particular time. And we are just dating. If this guy can be like this, what will be the end? Okay, let me give you scenario of what happened on my own case. You know, when you just move into a new apartment, you need to put some things in place. Okay, my girlfriend now was as in the compound that say we have a borehole and I have just one rubber paint to save water. And it's not enough. So she was telling me a friend has this paint rubber. We can go there and collect for match. She's not making use of it. I said, okay, fine, we'll go. Then the other person now said there's one stick she wants to collect from my friend. I said, okay, well, we'll get the person of picking those rubber, you can get that stick. Our aim was going there to go and pick those rubber. So, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay,
please.
Well, we are on our way going. She had to put a call across to our friend that we are on our way coming for those rubber. So our friend told her, sorry, where I kept those rubber, they packed the rubber. So we can't get it anymore. So I have to tell her, if there's a case, let's forget about going there. He said, no, we can go and pick that stick. I said, we can't just drive to our house because of just one stick. You can pick the stick anytime you go there, enter a public bus. She fled up. Hey, because the robot you want to go and pick now is no longer available for you, that means you cannot go and pick my stick. She was just, I was like, looking at her. I said, I can't go there because of that stick. Our aim was going there as the castle, so forget it. She come back from the car, hit the door, and left. I was like, wow, okay, what was that really tune as a lady dating a guy that you're supposed to use? Okay, the rubber is not there. Why can't you just do this for me? There's a kind of soft tune you use on your guy. He will turn his head, he will do that thing you wanted to do, all by anger. This is not the first time, not the second time. I always tell her, this is the way you follow
in relationship. We are from two different backgrounds. Mm. This is what I want. This is what I want. Mm. Maturity will make you, either the man or the woman, say, okay, this is what I want. Then you take understanding for the other partner to work on those weakness so it will pass it tomorrow. They don't see those things. Okay, I'm telling her this is what I want, this is what I don't want. She's like, want to do it on her own way.
All right.
If we are to not marry tomorrow and I walk out, check, you say that guy has changed. There are some signs you see when you are dating a guy or the guy is dating a woman. Mm-hmm. Then sometimes they'll cover these things because of love. No, you don't cover these things. My dad will say, it's when you've not smoked fish, you burnt a fish. Mm-hmm. When you smoke a fish, you want to burn, it breaks.
Okay.
It's getting to pieces.
All right.
So you correct it when you are in a courtship, not when you marry.
Okay.
They are fine. That love, that future, don't make them see those things.
All right, thank you very much for your contribution and your story that you said. Sometimes, right? Okay, yeah, love comes into play and you tend to ignore the signs. But I get to ask myself the question, is it actually love or childhood trauma? So let's look at it this way. A girl who never had a relationship with her father and grows up, and of course, she's in a society. She'd want to, you know, date and find love. And then there's this man who has been there for her, showing her all the love, who is a potential abuser. But, you know, because there's a part of her that is longing to have that emotional support from a man that she missed out in the early days of her life. And that has also clouded her judgment, and that has also clouded her from seeing the true self. So it might be, you might be saying, because she's in love with a guy. Is she really in love with a guy? Or she has a picture of what a man should be, and she has a picture of, you know, the past playing itself, saying that I missed that part and this time around I want something to fill it up. And so that has blinded her. Sometimes it's not just the surface level of just love and feelings that get people to be in abusive relationships. Sometimes it could be childhood trauma. Sometimes it could be childhood trauma and the likes. But I mean, let's hear from you. Remember, our guests, we'll be having our friends from Adron Home coming up. In fact, they'll be already here and they'll be joining us right now. Remember, Children's Day is coming up shortly, in some days, a few days from now. And that means if you have a child, you're looking at what you should gift your child with. And then having a gift of a landed property or having your child as a young landlord is not so it's not so much of a bad idea. I know, it's not. We'll have them join us in a bit. Stick around. We'll be right back.
When it matters most, turn on your choice for the best of sports.
Manchester United 3, AFC Bournemouth.
News and great conversations.
Man has never changed anybody. It has only hardened people. Please let them ban it completely.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We talk about real-life conversations happening to real-life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything.
Matters most. Turn on your choice for the best of sports.
Manchester United 3, AFC Bournemouth.
News and great conversations.
Man has never changed anybody. It has only hardened people. Please let them ban it completely.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You're listening to the Family Talk with the Techers. The Techers, where family is everything.
Welcome back. It's 11:47. And yes, we had to abridge or cut our conversation during the Family Talk. We have our guest, our friends from Adron Homes in the studio with us this morning. It's good to have you here. We have Kola Wole Adeleke. He's the PRO and GM of the VI region. Adron Holmes. It's good to have you join us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We also have Egbe Cynthia, Naomi, Neoma. All right. It's good to have you join us as well. Welcome. Tell us about Adron Holmes and this Young Landlord promo. Welcome. Talk to us.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. My name is Kolawole Adeleke, the Regional Responsibility Officer, GM Victoria Island Region, just very close here in the, on the island. We are here live at Nigeria Info FM to tell the Nigerian, every Nigerian in diaspora, home and abroad, mm-hmm. about Adron Holmes. We are celebrating our year, 10 years anniversary. This is our season of jubilation. We are happy celebrating and want every this celebration that we are celebrating at Adron Holmes. We want every household in Nigeria to feel the impact of this celebration. That's mm-hmm. why we do the Young Landlord promo package that's specially designed for the young from 0 to 24 years, all Nigerians.
Okay, beautiful stuff. So, I mean, tell us about the promo itself and what does it entail?
The promo is designed for, like I said, from
0 to 24?
0 to 24
months. So people like we now, we're excluded.
Of course, you are not.
Because I'm not 24.
Of course, you can as well take advantage of it for your child, for your siblings.
Good stuff.
For your sibling, from every member. So if you don't buy it for your siblings, mm-hmm. you can buy it for your extended family or your nuclear family.
Okay.
Just to enter that there's a spirit of investment. Mm. If we are, we are 30 or in our late 30 or our early 30, if our family, our parents invested in us, mm-hmm. a lot of us by now, most every Nigerian should be a landlord owner. Mm-hmm. So that's the spirit we are trying to inculcate into every parents, every household in Nigeria.
Good stuff. I mean, if you're a parent as well, it's good to do that now.
Yes.
Better now than never at all.
Yeah.
So as an adult, how can I key into this package? If I mean, you said it's the young.
Yeah.
So if I'm an adult, how do I get to key into this package?
Okay, let me just give an introduction of it. Why I let my colleagues here, we are working together as a partner in VI Region, is my deputy.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
As an adult, you want to take advantage of it. Like I said, you can take advantage of it as a parent, mm-hmm. and for your children, you can buy for your children, buy for your siblings, buy one or two plots for your siblings and for your parents. Just let me give that to
All right, go ahead. Norma. All right, good. Talk to us. Tell us about this package.
Yeah, the package is actually for young landlords for zero, just like my colleague said, for 0 to 24 months. And we're actually giving a 30% discount where you deposit as little as 25,000 naira.
Okay.
And actually split the balance within a period of 24 months.
25,000 naira?
Yes, yeah. Deposits. Okay. And then the balance should be split within 24 months.
Hmm.
So.
How many plots of land are we looking at?
We are looking at just a plot of land.
A plot
no,
of
land? No, you can actually buy you can actually buy 3-4 plots, but you start with as low as 25,000. You can actually do 50,000, 100,000 and above, but at least it has to be 25,000 there.
Okay, so and if, all right, go ahead, go ahead.
And if you are getting 2 plots, mm-hmm. you can actually pay across 36 months, that's for 3 years.
Hmm.
If you are doing 1 plot, just like you say, you pay for 2 years, but if you are extending it because of, so that you can be able to spread it among your children, you can spread the payment for 3 years.
Okay. I mean, there's a question here that says, if my child is still a year old and I key into this now, without particular estate not be full before he or she is of age? I think this is a very vital question.
Yes.
So how can we handle that?
Yes, sure. The reason why you're actually investing is for you to actually get value for your money. Mm-hmm. So definitely, for instance, if you actually key in today with 25,000 naira, we're actually giving a report that, okay, this particular estate, we sold a plot of land today. So when it is filled up, yes, it's supposed to be filled up before that time, but the value will be higher by then.
Mm.
So, but you cannot always have access to your land anytime, any day.
Okay, so where are the locations? Where and where do Adron Homes have their estates?
Okay, before I put my response on that location, like just to add to what she said earlier, okay. Like where we start from one of our estates in Shimawa just 10 years ago. Like I said, we are celebrating 10 years. One of the estates here, phase one, a lot of people bought like 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and one of that phase one, we are not selling property there again.
Hmm.
So that does not mean that there's no land there. People that bought, we have a lot of landlords living there as I speak.
Hmm.
But we have a lot of people at the moment that not even built, but their land is secure there.
Hmm.
So that's guarantee you that even if your keys is 0 years and after 10, 20 years, you should be confident and secure that you have an estate.
Okay.
So to where we have our estate locations, we are spread out everywhere in Nigeria.
Hmm.
As I speak now, we have even spread our tentacle outside the country, Nigeria. We are in Port Novo. We are spreading tentacle to Ghana, to a lot of South West Africa and some other regions. But in Nigeria presently, mm-hmm. we have in the north from Abuja, we have at Buckingham Park and Garden, we have at Papa Lantoro, we have at Buckingham Central Park and Garden, Abuja,
mm-hmm.
we have Central Park and Garden, Bamishi, Kuje, we have Chicago Garden, we have City Park and Garden, at Ibadan, we have Lagos, Ibejuleki, mm-hmm. we have like 3-4 estates in that Ibejuleki location,
mm.
very close to the refinery for residential, also at the corporate commercial environment, that mm. is Ibejuleki, and the like a Pine Tropical, also mm. around that location there. We have at Atekpe,
mm-hmm.
that is by Alaro City, the okay. Lagos Alaro City that we all know.
Yeah.
We have another estate there. We have in Ibadan, we have in Shimawa, which is our major Atonta,
mm-hmm.
Ikorodu,
mm-hmm.
we have spread everywhere as long as your eyes can see.
No,
we also have it in Adoekiti.
Okay,
yeah, we also good. Have in Sagam.
Okay,
yeah,
beautiful stuff. So, I mean, let's run through that package again, the okay. Young Landlord Promo. The package, can we run yeah. through it again? So, for some people who are just tuning in and would like to be a part of this,
okay, the Young Landlord package is actually a package provide for the young landlord for the age of 0 to 24 years. Yeah, you can actually start with as low as 25,000 naira deposit, or mm. you can even actually start with 2,000 naira deposit.
Interesting, 2,000 naira.
Yes, yes. Yes. We'll do it daily. Daily, you can be paying 2,000 naira deposit.
Daily.
Yeah, we'll do mm. daily and we'll do monthly.
Monthly.
We'll, yeah.
Okay, so the daily is 2,000 and yes, the monthly daily. Is 25.
Yeah, you can actually deposit 25,000 naira for a start, and mm-hmm. then you split the balance as you know for 24 months.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's left for you to know how. Their particular amount you'll be paying every mm-hmm. month. You can mm-hmm. pay 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, but just know that within 24 months, you should be actually be done with your payment.
With your payment.
Yes. And then he also said that if you're actually getting a three plot, we can actually
spread it a month.
Yeah, for 36 yeah. months.
Good
for
that's stuff.
For 3 years.
Yeah. So how can people reach out to you? Those who are interested, how do they reach out to you?
Okay, you can reach us to us. Presently, as I speak, we are not just selling the land, we are appreciating because of our 10 years anniversary
mm.
with a lot of souvenirs, gift items. We are just using that to appreciate, to celebrate our investors.
Mm-hmm.
That thank you for investing. As slow as you are investing, with 25,000 naira, you get a shopping voucher. With 50,000 naira initial deposit, you get a shopping voucher as well with a provisional pack. With 100,000 naira, you get a school bag and a shopping voucher
mm.
that you can just use for the term that you are resuming and other things to make up for your school expenses. We are also giving out reading tables and chairs, and also chopping vouchers as well. If you do 200,000 naira, we are giving out educational materials and tablets.
Mm.
If you pay 500,000 naira, for parents that pay 1 million naira, we are giving out Samsung phones and also series of children PlayStations and other chopping materials as well to chop.
Beautiful
you can
stuff.
Reach us to us in to take part of this promo. This gift item daily, like you said, daily
mm-hmm.
for the daily, for example, if you are paying 50,000 naira on a monthly basis, you can mm-hmm. actually, we make it so flexible
mm-hmm.
that you don't need, you might not need to pay 50,000 every month. You can break it down. Maybe it's 1,000
yeah.
that you want to do, as long as your capacity is, maybe it's 2,000 naira daily,
mm-hmm.
you do it like that. So one of the numbers that you can reach us out with, you can call us on 0027615964. And also on 080-3205-5034.
All right. Would you like to take that number again so that they okay. can... Please, do take that number again.
Okay, that's my number. Then my colleague as well will also share your number
okay.
so that you can as well reach out to any of us
okay.
in case you want to reach out. The second number, 080-3205-5034. like I say, I'll take that again before I give my colleague. The first one, 0027615964. The second one, 0032050534.
Okay.
Okay, you can actually reach us again with 0708865 5952. 0708865 5952 or 0806878 5823.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you for joining.
Thank you. You
have something else?
Yes, we have a special gift that I want to give away for giving us this attention. For want to give away all our listeners. This gift is specially for all our LDM listeners, people that are listening, that want to take
advantage. They're listening at the moment that would want to be a part of it right now. How come I'm just hearing this information? All right, go ahead.
That you want to be a part of this right now.
Okay.
If the first 20 people that is going to be part of this right now, we are giving them from any of our location, they are getting 50% discount offer. 50% discount offer. They can spread across the payment. They can spread the payment within the shortest period of time, that is 1 to 3 months.
Okay.
50% discount off.
Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you so much. We need to step outside of the studio right now. The news is coming up. But thank you so much. We hope that, people will be part of this. This is good stuff, I must say. So if you're a parent, make sure that you take advantage of this one. My parents did not do this one for me back then. All right, thank you so much. We appreciate your presence.
Thank you.
All right, that's it for the show today. 11:58 on the clock. I know we didn't have the opportunity to share it all out the way we wanted to, but remember, we usually continue our conversation. So we'll have a part two of that conversation on Monday, most likely also on Tuesday. So stick around for that one. Tomorrow will be Techie Talk. And it's going to be a good time. Thank you, Nigeria. I would say God bless you. God bless our homes indeed. And God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke. The news coming up now. And shout out to you, Isoke. You are such a darling.
Oh, stop it. Thank you.
All right, Lagos. Do have a fantastic day.